With the Venmo debit card, you can Venmo everything. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. The card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Sports are all about teamwork, and so is insurance. Whether you need an in-person or digital assist, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for your home, car, and more. Get a game plan that helps fit your life and talk to State Farm today. State Farm with the assist. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I was looking for fun ways to tell you that Mint's offer of unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month is back. So I thought it would be fun if we made $15 bills. But it turns out that's very illegal. So there goes my big idea for the commercial. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Christian McCaffrey, pro running back. I'm partnering with Abercrombie this season to tell you about their viral denim. All you need to know is denim should fit like this. Abercrombie's athletic fit is a game changer. They're designed for guys with an athlete's build like mine. Just enough room and the perfect stretch. When a jean fits that well, I'm wearing it on repeat. Shop Abercrombie Denim in the app, online, and in store.
Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
I'm Ryan Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
Okay, we have all three bros back this week, and we are going to predict ESPN game day locations for the upcoming season. Before we do that, as always, we have to go through our track record here. And as it turns out, our first season doing this, we've done it 5 seasons now, started in 2019. And the first season, it's like the Joe DiMaggio hits record
of
podcast records. I don't know if that made sense. But yes, exactly, Ryan. 10 of 16. That includes Army, Navy, and the SEC title. But we give ourselves that. And the SEC title is not a gimme. So Army, Navy is a gimme.
Not at all, actually. If you look
no, it is. It has actually been, I think I just, it's been like 5 of the past 6 years or something. That's what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, the Big 12 title with TCU, Kansas State was the other one.
Yeah. Really? But I think that's just quite a, I don't know. I wouldn't expect that to continue. Let's just say I'd take under 5 of the next 6 years going to the SEC title. But anyway, yeah, we were 10 for 16 that year, and we've been trying to chase that ever since. 2020, we didn't do it. COVID got us. 2021, we were 6 of 15. That was pretty bad. 2022, again, 6 of 15. So pretty bad again. And then 2023, 8 of 15. And then last year, you guys don't even know. I tallied this up before this episode, but
yeah,
we went 8 for 14,
okay,
which is a good percentage. They had already announced week 0, Georgia Tech, Florida State, and Dublin, and they had already announced Notre Dame at Texas A&M for week 1 by the time we recorded it. So we didn't get a bank those, but yeah, the only ones we missed, I'll just go through those. Week 3, it was LSU at South Carolina. And I had guessed Alabama at Wisconsin, so I could have guessed that one, but I don't regret it too much. Week 6, it was Miami at Cal. No chance we were guessing that. Trey, you had guessed Michigan at Washington. And then week 9, they ended up going Indiana at Washington. No chance there. Wait, Indiana at Washington? I don't even remember
that. No, that was Washington at Indiana.
Oh, okay. That Washington, my bad. But I guessed Florida State at Miami. And then, let's see, week 11, Alabama at LSU. I didn't get that one. I guessed Georgia at Ole Miss. I think that was probably a 50-50 one there and went the wrong way. Week 13, it was Indiana at Ohio State. I guessed Alabama OU. No chance getting the Indiana. Week 14, Trey, you guessed Michigan, Ohio State, of course, and it was Texas at Texas A&M. That was kind of a toss up there, yeah. But it's hard to go against Michigan, Ohio State. So there you have it. Those were our misses. And this year, let's try and go 10 for however many there are.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's see, Ryan, you're first. And we kind of get a freebie here. I don't know if they're going to do week zero.
They're not.
Oh, they're not? They already said it?
Yeah. Didn't they do it last year?
Well, they did last year with the Dublin game, but this year they said they're, because Corso's last game, they said they're going to start College Game Day on August 30th, week one. Well,
okay, well, so, K-State, so Ryan, Iowa State, and Dublin doesn't get it.
What game would you have done? The Dublin game?
Yeah, that one. I would have thought they would have gone back to Dublin. I mean, for K-State and Iowa State, that's actually like an extremely important Big 12 game right out of week zero there.
Yeah, that really is. Because the other week zero games are pretty awful. But
it's Fresno at Kansas. Sam Houston at Western Kentucky kind of is a possibility if you were, because it's both teams pretty good last year, you know, at their level. So, and then Stanford at Hawaii is the other. It's like those are the only games.
Yeah. Yeah, not this year, I guess.
But the K-State-Iowa State game, that'll be a...
Yeah, that's important.
Okay, well, in case they change their minds, we're guessing K-State-Iowa State.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
They'll send someone out. All right. Week one, last game day for Corso, and it's got to be Texas at Ohio State. People want it to be Alabama at Florida State just because Corso played at Florida State, and you know. But no, Texas Ohio State's obviously huge. It was the site of Corso's first headgear. He's going to put Brutus on again here, but you got Arch Manning, the defending national champs. I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think so too. LSU at Clemson is obviously a great game.
LSU-Clemson's great, but not Texas Ohio State.
And especially the arch factor, even without arch, but the arch factor just kind of clenches it. Like, how can you not? And like Brutus, you said, bookending. Yeah, but do you think he's going to pick Ohio State? I don't know.
Oh, totally.
He might not.
He's got to go with
Brutus. Just for the symmetry of it?
I think so. He's always, I mean.
And getting the home crowd.
Yeah. And is Ohio State like a 6-point favorite or something already? Or
are they really?
I don't know. I don't actually know.
I'm surprised.
I might have just made that up.
Yeah, Ohio State's got a lot of new faces.
Maybe I think I just made that up. But
well, I mean, it's possible.
They're probably favored, but I wonder if it's like.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. But yeah, they're definitely favored, you would think.
Yeah.
But and maybe it's 6. I don't know.
No, I
3.5 I'm seeing right now, but
I think closer I was looking to at like SP plus,
closer to 3 with the juice. So
sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're 1-for-1 then for sure.
Yeah, I book it.
Yeah,
take it.
They're going there.
Okay, week two. I think we can get a 2-for-2 here. I am taking Michigan at Oklahoma.
There's like nothing else.
Week one is absolutely loaded. Yeah. We have a super fun week one, and then week two, it's like, yeah, Iowa State, like you said, is another potential option, I guess. Baylor at SMU, kind of a sneaky one, especially if, because Baylor plays Auburn in week one, so if they get a win there, I don't think it's going to happen, but
yeah,
it's conceivable. But yeah, Michigan, OU, I mean, you got two blue bloods, you've got OU with John Mateer and a bunch of transfers and kind of a... They need a big comeback season, so there's some intrigue there. Michigan, likely the first big game against a tough opponent for Bryce Underwood if he's the starter. So that would be a huge storyline. So it's hard to imagine them going anywhere. But what's
final
that?
Sharon Moore will be coaching his final game before the suspension.
Yeah, that's such a
that's right.
So stupid.
Very odd.
Gonna pick their games.
Yeah. I hate that. That's so dumb. That's like.
He just wanted to, because he played it, or he was he's an OU guy, yeah, so it's like they clearly,
so what, like tough noogies.
Yeah. You no, I know.
I hope the NCAA comes down on them hard. I wish they.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's baloney, man. That's baloney. They ain't sorry. You see what they just did to Akron, too? It's like, come on.
What'd they do?
Oh, because they didn't
for
the grades. For
I did see that, actually. Yeah.
There's some other penalties, too. I was just like, really? Come on. Like. Akron, that's who we're going to go after. The Zips. Meanwhile, Michigan's whole coaching staff, year after year, has been caught with a bunch of scandals, and they just, okay, no problem. Something better come down.
Well, I don't know if it's been no problem. I feel like they've been punished here and there.
Not much, but yeah, not enough.
I'm honestly just over it. I don't care. Let's just move on. Punish them, don't punish them. Let's move on.
I love this episode, though. This is the best episode every year.
It is. It's the best one to prepare for.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're 2-for-2.
Yep. All right. And week three, excuse me, gets a little interesting. Oh, I'm going to go with Texas A&M at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is actually, if that they have a spread on that one, they're. Oh wait, no, they don't yet. Sorry, Notre Dame's 2.5 in their first game. Their favorite 2.5 at Miami. All right, Miami.
I'll make a spread for Texas A&M at Notre Dame. I'll say Notre Dame minus 4.5.
Ooh, I wouldn't have gone across the 3. I don't know.
Oh, I'm at across Notre the Dame? 3. I'm across the 3.
It's I'd say 3.5. I'd say 3.5. But yeah. So Notre Dame plays at Miami. So if they lose that game early in the season, like I think it's week one, that could throw a wrench in this. But then A&M has a couple easy games. They play Utah State and UTSA. So, and then based off of all the other games on Notre Dame's schedule, not a ton of options for them to visit South Bend again. So seems like an option, like, hey, let's get to Notre Dame, especially after this came off of a national title appearance. Seems to make sense. Other games that week, not a whole lot compared to this one. Wisconsin at Bama, but Wisconsin's not supposed to be very good this year. So doesn't seem super likely. Georgia at Tennessee is actually another one. So that could do.
I mean, it's between that and Texas A&M and Notre Dame, you'd think. That's
Florida at LSU potential.
That's
potential. But I don't know. I just think they're going to have a lot more opportunities to go to SEC schools later in the year when a lot of those conference games are still going, where I feel like they'll take advantage of the Notre Dame opportunity.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Now, week 4, September 20th. This is a very challenging week. You got Florida at Miami. Now, at this point, Florida could have a loss at LSU the week before. And Ryan, you touched on Miami, Notre Dame. Miami could have a loss against Notre Dame in week 1. But I think there's some buzz with DJ Lagway. I think that's the game I'm going to pick, Florida at Miami. But you've got... This is a chance for them to go for North Carolina at Central Florida. They got the Belichick versus Frost. Obviously that game isn't that great, but if you're looking for storylines, because the other games, you got Illinois at Indiana. They'll probably both be unbeaten against some cupcakes and probably top 20 teams, but is that really compelling? They kind of already did Indiana last year, and they did it for the Notre Dame-Indiana playoff game. They also did it for that Washington-Indiana game you mentioned. And then... You got Auburn at Oklahoma. I don't think that'll be the game. And then maybe SMU, TCU. Like, I don't know. It's not a great week, but I settled on Florida at Miami just because those are a little bit more marquee of a matchup.
I think Michigan at Nebraska has a shot. If Michigan wins at Oklahoma.
And if Nebraska doesn't lose Cincinnati, we'll lose.
Lincoln, Nebraska would be Rule coming in. This could be like Nebraska's year. I don't know. I definitely think that would be an option for him.
Could be. I'll believe it when I see it. I
haven't been in Nebraska for a while. It's a big game. Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I'd pick Florida and at Miami, but...
Yeah, no, you're right. It's worth noting.
Yeah, that would be my pick.
It's worth noting.
Okay. Let's see. Of all these so far, I feel like there was really only... Like week 3, Ryan, I would say yours was kind of the hardest because that...
Yeah. Georgia, Tennessee, there was like Florida at LSU, Texas A&M, Notre Dame. It's between those 3.
Yeah, exactly. You could really go with any of those.
You could. You really could.
I think right now I've got one that is nearly as hard as that. This one mostly comes down to 2 here in week 5. So, I mean, there's a ton of good games week 5. You've got LSU at Ole Miss. You got Auburn at A&M. Even USC at Illinois could be a big game. Mm-hmm. But
the battle this for mainly Mexico, comes, of course.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. How did that Michael? Miss my list?
Come on.
Wow. We should go there. We should go there. That actually be pretty cool.
I haven't been to New Mexico. I'd like to go, actually. It's a good idea.
I was there like a couple years ago, drove right through, I think it was New Mexico's campus.
I've been there.
Albuquerque is New Mexico.
Yeah, I drove through New Mexico's campus then. Yep.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Nice. Yeah.
Had some really good sopapillas.
Ooh. Oh, I've thought about that like last week, and
Michael's sopapillas?
Makes me think of that old Mexican restaurant up in Seattle.
Yeah,
good. They were different than the ones we had up in Seattle. Believe it or not, better than the ones we had in Seattle. But no, they're different. They weren't the ones we had in Seattle. I don't know if that's different style or whatever, but those were crunchy. These, I think, like apparently, I would think New Mexico has are more authentic, and they're soft, but they're excellent. Anyway, Back to football.
Soft, like, is it like a soft tortilla or like a
kind of? I'm not good at describing food or I don't. It was
some like sugar on it, it's powder. What do you?
You could. They gave you honey with it, so you had to kind of dip it in honey. And
dip what in honey?
The sopapilla. I don't know what to call. I don't know what it's.
Is it made of flour?
Why don't we Google it? I'm not the guy. I'm not the guy to ask. But it was excellent. That's all I know. Anyway, so there's two main games this comes down to, though. Alabama, Georgia, and Oregon, Penn State. So, well, let me just throw it to you guys. Assuming both of those teams, let's say they're all undefeated, where do you think they'd go? Alabama, Georgia, or Oregon at Penn State?
That is really tough. I'd say Alabama, Georgia.
I'd say Oregon, Penn State.
Okay, see, that's why this is tough. But I'm with Trey in that if they're both undefeated, I'm leaning like 60-40, maybe two-thirds even in favor of Alabama-Georgia, just because, you know, those have been the two biggest programs for like the past decade, or, you know, two of the top
and last year's
three or four.
Game was great.
Yes, it was, exactly. So was last year's Oregon-Penn State Big Ten title.
Big Ten title, yeah. No, I mean, you can't go wrong. It is that's a very tough decision.
But here's sort of my tiebreaker, even though I didn't have them tied, I had the Alabama-Georgia game, like I said, a little bit of a favorite if those two teams were undefeated. But Oregon and Penn State are both extremely likely to be undefeated, given their schedules leading to this game. Whereas Georgia has to play at Tennessee, as we already talked about. That could easily be a loss. I mean, they'll be favored, but far from a gimme. And then Alabama, they play at FSU. According to the odds, 20% chance of a loss there. And they host Wisconsin. I mean, you never know. But just those games are enough to where it just tips the scales for me in favor of Oregon Penn State. Just because I think they're more likely to be undefeated.
Wow.
You think, so I'm going,
what if Georgia... Yeah. I'm wondering if they did lose. Yeah, no, I mean, that's a...
I mean, they could, even if they did lose. Yeah, sure, they could still go undefeated Alabama, of course, at one loss Georgia. But Oregon, no, Penn State, you. Undefeated. I don't know. It's just so close. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It's just a toss-up. It'd be so hard to pick, but, you know.
I don't feel great about it because they almost never declined to go to Alabama, Georgia. So
that's a heck of a game.
I don't know. But that was my thinking was... I pretty much, you don't know it because who knows, but you more know that good, Oregon, like, Penn
Dante
State
Moore is going to be. He might suck through 2 weeks, but they'll still win. But
yeah. Well, according to Ryan, Gunnar Stockton is a bum. So
he is.
Oh, for Georgia, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a good point. Yeah, we don't know who Alabama's quarterback. There's a lot of question Ty marks Simpson with these teams, suck. But
or whoever.
But no, yeah, that's tough.
So Trey doesn't like it. Trey doesn't like my pick.
I was just making my case. To me, it's like 50-50. Can't go wrong.
Oregon Penn State's such an intriguing matchup to me.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know, man.
It's a little
first
more
time
unique.
Oregon's going out to Penn State.
Yeah, it's a little more unique than Alabama.
And like Ryan said, I guess maybe if you kind of have a tie, maybe avoid going to the
Yeah,
SEC.
Like you're gonna have,
although there's
SEC
plenty
teams.
Of Big Ten opportunities too, so I don't know if that really
not as much
factored in,
but yeah. There's some. I've noticed later in this episode, at least going through the weeks, it seemed less Big Ten options than SEC for sure. So, all right, moving on to week six. There's a few games that you could pick here. I ultimately went with Clemson at North Carolina. That is that could be the Bill Belichick kind of hosting there. UNC, they got their 2.5-point favorites earlier in the season. I think it's the first game, like Monday. I think it's that Memorial Day?
Labor Day. TCU.
Labor Day.
No, Labor Day, yeah.
Yeah, I always mix it up. Labor Day. Yeah, so yeah, they're favored 2.5 over TCU, so obviously a decent chance to lose, but should they win that? They also play UCF, which is no, like you said, it's not a, certainly not a gimme. And then, of course, Clemson plays LSU. But, you know, that's an opportunity for them to go to the ACC and see Belichick. And it's the biggest game, obviously, for them at home. So I went with that one. But other potentials, Texas at Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, that could be a big one. That could be a big one, obviously.
I mean,
Florida's just got a lot of tough tough
they
games.
They do have a lot of tough.
Yeah,
but it's just that's unique true. Since it's Texas going.
Not there. That UNC is good, could be undefeated, but who knows? And then Miami at FSU, it's not doing a whole lot for me. So, yeah, it was between Texas and Florida and Clemson and UNC really for me. And I don't know. I thought the Bill Belichick draw would, if he's still there, maybe Jordan Hudson will be taking over.
Maybe. Probably.
Maybe. So calling the plays.
That there's yeah. also Boise at Notre Dame, Ryan. So there's like...
Yeah, but I picked that earlier, Texas
A&M. I know you've got Notre Dame, but if they don't
Boise
go to that...
Boise is supposed to be good. They are.
But
that,
yeah,
that's... No, I should have mentioned that. You're right.
Boise, it's just a unique game, but yeah, that's not...
It is.
Clemson, no, North Carolina.
Could be fun.
Especially with Clemson, it's going to be top five probably, so...
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I think I would have gone Texas at Florida, but I can see it. I can see it with the...
Yeah, but Belichick factor, just... That's the differentiating factor for me, at least. Like,
yeah. And I don't know exactly how many of those tough games for Florida are who they have already played, but they could have a couple losses.
Yeah, they would have already played. Yeah, the tough.
Well, we got now. You can't. Now we got to look it up right.
Well,
real
they would
quick
have played
here.
At Miami.
Tennessee.
At,
oh wait.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
They would have played. Oh no, I'm going.
They played.
I'm going backwards through the schedule.
At Miami.
At LSU. You, at Miami. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
like that's tough.
They could have two losses and then boom, they're not going there.
And Texas might have already lost to Ohio State. Who knows? We'll see. But that's still a unique game. All right. Now, this is difficult. Week 7, October 11th. There's a lot of potential games. You've got Ohio State at Illinois, South Carolina at LSU, but LSU would have just played Clemson, Florida, and Ole Miss. Mm. You've got Oklahoma, Texas, which, you know, we've talked about Texas a lot. They've got a couple tough games before this. Oklahoma, of course, has a couple tough games. Michigan at USC. I don't believe in Michigan at that to that point, maybe. I don't know. Georgia at Auburn. Don't know if I buy Auburn yet. Florida at Texas A&M. Gators have that gauntlet before. Indiana at Oregon. You know, Indiana could be unbeaten if they beat Illinois prior to this. And we'll see, you know, Oregon, Penn State, we don't know. An under-the-radar game is Arizona State at Utah, but I'm just not willing to...
The Big 12 was so hard to pick.
Because that's what I'm saying. They're
just
going to go to probably
out.
A Big 12 game, but you just
they
can't
probably
pick the
will.
One.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's the deal. I, out of all of those, actually did go Ohio State at Illinois. Illinois would have just played... Before this, they play at Indiana, which is tough, but winnable. And they will have just hosted USC. Both those games are going to be, you know, under touchdown spreads roughly, like using SP Plus at least. And even if they lose one of them and Ohio State's unbeaten, it could be, you know, the biggest home game in school history for Illinois. And they're going to be a top 20 team unless they lose a few. But I don't know. Like, I'm not sitting here super confident with that, but that was my rationale.
Yeah, that was an impossible
week. I mean, OU Texas is... obviously more sexy. Michigan USC is too, but there's just more of a gauntlet for those teams.
I kind of like South Carolina at LSU because I kind of like South Carolina.
I love that, but LSU, like I said, would have just played Clemson, Florida, and Ole Miss like within a few weeks before that. So, but yeah, I mean,
at this point, you just got
even if they win, if they win two of those, that's probably the game they would go to. But I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, it is tough. Like you say, Ryan, there comes a point. I think we're still kind of early enough in the season, though, that I'm still looking at schedules. Like, okay, what will the what might their record be at this point?
Once you get to week 8, it starts to be like,
Yeah, it starts the scales start tipping towards just all right. Who do I believe in? What team is good? Yeah.
So I'm not confident, but I will say Ohio State at Illinois.
Yeah. No, that was a very tough week.
Yeah.
I don't know who I would have picked. I hear you on OU Texas with the. The tough schedule. It's hard. I don't know. It's hard to go against Red River. But so who does OU play? They play Michigan. Like, who do they play before that? Because they're the one that you would worry about, I think, more.
Well, and Texas would have just played at Florida too.
I know, but I'll just put my faith in Texas. I know. They could. Yeah. Let's see. OU will have played Michigan. Let's see. Temple, Auburn.
Oh, it's pretty easy.
Michigan and most. Yeah.
All right, so they host Illinois State, then they host Michigan, at Temple, host Auburn, host Kent State.
Yeah, I think I would have gone Red River there, but the loss, there's risk.
Yeah, boy, I mean, that's true. They could be unbeaten for sure.
And Arch could be the biggest story in college football going, but I don't know. Hard to say. Okay.
Could be a hot take. Texas has two losses by then.
They might.
No, it's still a great game.
Gatorade is the number one proven electrolyte blend designed to hydrate better than water. So you can lose more sweat and raise your game. Gatorade, is it in you?
After Zoomies at the dog park, it's time for Drive Up at Target. In goes a big bag of kibble and one squeaky chicken toy for the good boy. Drive Up that's ready when you are, only in the Target app. Just tap Target.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from, I know the way, to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chev and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Okay, week 8, Ole Miss at Georgia is my pick. This one was very difficult because, like I said, I'm still looking at schedules, but here's all the games I was considering. Ole Miss, yeah, so obviously Ole Miss at Georgia, Tennessee at Alabama, USC at Notre Dame, and SMU at Clemson. Of all those teams, there's nobody that looks super likely to be undefeated at this point, and then no one that looks like, oh, they'll definitely have 2+ losses. So I couldn't throw any of those games out, and I couldn't just find one that stands out. I think Clemson has the best chance to be still undefeated by that point, but that matchup against SMU, what's that?
What about SMU?
They could. I mean, what do they play? They play at TCU and they play Baylor.
I don't know, they don't have an easy slate, but it's an ACC title rematch.
It is. I just think that game is a little less sexy than the others. So. I mean, USC at Notre Dame, I wanted to pick that. It's such a great brand game, and USC's early schedule sets up pretty well for them to hopefully have a good record. And game day hasn't seen a USC game since 2016, so this would be maybe a good excuse, but I don't know. I just couldn't trust USC enough to be a legit top 15, top 20 team that they'd want to go see.
I think it's still too early for G5, but if all these teams kind of don't live up. There was UNLV at Boise, but I'm just trying to think of they're going to
UNLV loses a lot, so who knows?
No, they do. I mean, it's not an electric game, but
yeah. It's hard to pick the Mountain West because I really only know Boise's going to be good. Maybe Colorado State could be all right, but it's hard to.
Yeah,
I wanted to go with one of those, but
I'm really going back on my OU Texas Ohio State Illinois game. if it's one of those where I think it was Ryan a few years ago that didn't go with Alabama LSU, and if I went with Ohio State Illinois over the Red River,
I'm gonna be anti Illinois this year a little bit, but by this point in the season they're still gonna be good, and by this point in the season you mentioned the two games that are I think they would split them. I think they'll beat either USC or Indiana.
Factor, it's like because Illinois never hosted, they're one of six power conference teams. I don't know. Whatever. I'll roll.
Anyway, but for this week, yeah. So like I said, I'm going Ole Miss, Georgia. I kind of almost flipped a coin in my head with Tennessee and Bama. I guess maybe the tiebreaker for me was just Tennessee losing Nico if quarterback's a slight downgrade. I don't know. There's just, I don't know.
And Bama's got a couple tough games. Well, both teams have a few tough games.
They do. That, so. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a good chance Ole Miss and Georgia both have like one loss and it would still be a great game.
Yep. All right. That's
and then, of course, you have random Big 12 games that could be good, but there's too many of those.
Every Big 12 game, essentially.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not involving. Who's the worst team of the Big 12 maybe going to be this year? Who's like going to suck? Arizona? Well, they might be all right.
Maybe. I mean, like Houston was bad last year, but.
Yeah, but I could see them being
Willie
all right.
Fritz,
West Virginia. They
Wickman.
You know, I don't know.
They got Rich Rod. Who is the worst team? Are we forgetting somebody?
Frost with UCF. Maybe they're not going to be that great.
Yeah.
Yeah, TCU will be decent.
Cincinnati, I don't think they're bad.
Okay.
Sorsby.
Yeah. You got to be missing somebody that's supposed to stink. But
we might be.
Anyways. All right. Week 9. This one, there's a couple games. There's a few. I ultimately went with Alabama at South Carolina.
I knew you would. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be high on South Carolina this year. I do. And Bama should be pretty good, of course. So, but also, like, South Carolina's schedule, they play some tough teams, but they also, in SEC play, they avoid Texas, they avoid Georgia, they avoid Tennessee, and Florida. So they get to avoid some of the top teams out there. Obviously, there's still some good ones that they play, but hey, avoiding Texas and Georgia is just a great start.
Yeah.
So they're going to have some chances to really win some games. And it's a good opportunity for them to go to Columbia, where they don't get to go very often.
Yeah.
And Bama is the ultimate brand to have them play at home. So other games that week, A&M at LSU, could be. Kansas State at Kansas, BYU at Iowa State. It gets dry pretty quick.
No, that's the pick. I agree with you.
Yeah.
One of these weeks where there's not a clear game, it could be the FCS week, but you can't predict that.
Or G5, yeah.
And they don't or G5, yeah. And they don't always do that. So
Yeah.
All right. November 1st, week 10. I'm going Penn State at Ohio State. It's
bold.
Another opportunity for James Franklin, probably, you know, get a top five win.
Probably not. No, I see what you're saying.
Ohio State sucks.
No. I'm saying he's probably not going to get the win. But
oh, he probably won't. Yeah, of course. But yeah, no, that's a huge game, of course. But it's a pretty good week. You've got Georgia, Florida, Miami at SMU. That might not be huge. Another Big 12 game, Arizona State at Iowa State. Who knows? And then South Carolina at Ole Miss. But yeah, it's Penn State at Ohio State for getting into November.
Oh, we missed the team that's probably going to suck. It's probably Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they're an option. We named all the options. So I looked.
Did we say Oklahoma State? Sorry.
Except for Oklahoma State.
Yeah. They were the old team that was the worst last year, 0-9, and they're going to have a redshirt freshman quarterback from Nebraska probably starting for them.
Big 12.
Not looking good.
No. Okay. Week 11. So LSU at Bama is in week 11. But give me BYU at Texas Tech. No, just kidding. I'm not pulling Orion. I'm taking LSU at Bama. They're two potential top 10 teams. It's just there's really no other choice here. It's obviously I would take the field against LSU at Alabama because
this could be an off the radar week.
Yeah. But because there's of course a decent chance one of LSU or Bama has a few losses here, but I've got to take it. There's just no other option. Like literally BYU at Texas Tech is like the next best option, or Indiana,
Iowa
State,
TCU. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Bunch of random ones, but
FSU at Clemson. If FSU surprises again,
yeah. Possible.
I don't believe it will, but yeah, that was pretty easy. So is this next week, my week, week 12. Probably the easiest pick for me. Texas at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's two top five teams preseason at least. Other games, Florida at Ole Miss, you know, it's a possible. South Carolina at A&M. But Big 10, ACC, Big 12.
South Carolina's going to have four losses by then, so...
Maybe.
Beamer is going to zigzag this year.
Yeah, other conferences that's pretty weak.
Yeah, I was looking at that week there. Clemson plays Louisville. That's not a game day option, but it's on Friday night. That's
Friday.
Friday.
It's not.
But that's a pretty good late Friday.
If it was a Saturday, I would have thrown that in. But
yeah, but for a Friday game late in the season, that's pretty good.
That's all a right. really good one, yeah.
Week 13, November 22nd. My theme is some bad draws. I don't know what to do. There are the quote-unquote marquee games that would you would say maybe you know jump off the page, which they don't really, is Tennessee at Florida. And again, the Gators just have so many tough games before this. And USC at Oregon. You could go to a game with, again, we're talking about these some fringe wild card playoff hopefuls at this point, or some conference title, you know, member hopefuls. The Big 12 is of course going to be wide open. This is the week two, right? There is that Colorado State at Boise State. I think Colorado State could be maybe the team that, yeah. that competes, but I don't want to put my faith in Colorado State here for that pick. So I'm actually going to take USC at Oregon. You know, I wouldn't bet a dollar on it, but I'm confident Oregon, of course, is going to be good and in the mix late in the season. And for USC, Michael, you said it, their early schedule, pretty favorable. So if the quarterback play, you just kind of trust Lincoln Riley. If the quarterback play and the defense is, you know, slightly above average, you know, they could at least be 7-3-ish, top 25 at this point, and that could be enough to be a good enough game.
I mean, we could be 8-2. Don't rule it out.
Okay. No, I'm saying, like I said, I said at least 7-3.
Okay.
Meaning,
if you're going to consider that game, why not consider Nebraska at Penn State?
Yeah, I thought of it, but I just don't have the
Nebraska. You are pretty similar.
Nebraska's not going to be. They do have a favorable schedule. We say that every other year.
A very favorable schedule early too. Like
November.
That's like pick that, but
those games are like the exact same. I feel
exactly,
like.
Yeah.
Except. Well, I think USC Oregon's a little sexier potentially.
November 22nd, if Nebraska's in a game day game, I'll be shocked. But no, I know. You're right. It should be at least mentioned.
Well, it's just compared to other games that week. It's just...
It's a bad week.
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, at least as of now,
normally Nebraska, Penn State, maybe not. But this week, if Nebraska's, like you say, like 7-3, which is not like a far-fetched thing to say.
Why can't we throw them out? Why we got to get...
Yeah, not even
7-3. Yeah, come on. 8-2.
Could be 8-2. Like,
could be 9-1.
Could be.
10-0.
You know, Ryan, this is funny. Ryan does this. So we're sitting here May 13th and he's optimistic here and we're going to get to like August 28th and he's going to be like 6-6.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably say 6-6, but I'm just saying there's a shot.
There totally is. Totally is.
I feel like one of Nebraska or USC
is going to break out.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know which one, but Of course, I could see each of them going 6-6, but I could.
Michael,
I
just think
one of them's going 6-6. One of them's going 10-2.
Michael's been sneaky optimistic on Nebraska this offseason. So.
I am, yeah. I guess it is Nebraska that I'm leaning towards.
Defensive line.
Well, USC's offensive line, no bueno.
Nebraska's is all right.
But, yeah, so I don't know. This is going to be a week we might lose, fellas, but I'm taking USC at Oregon.
Okay. Week 14. Rivalry week.
Tough
so there
one.
Are Tough. A lot of options. You've got the Iron Bowl, Alabama at Auburn, and I'm bullish on Auburn, so I could see this one happening. Clemson at South Carolina. I know Ryan thinks it's going there, which it would be a great option Carolina can hold up their end of the bargain.
Yeah.
Texas A&M at Texas. I mean, come on. I mean, they went there last year, of course, and it's just obviously a great rivalry that has been renewed, and this could be their first chance for a home game for Arch. Like, it's the first kind of big game day caliber opponent, I think, at home. And then let's see
if he's Oregon still quarterback at Washington by then. Maybe.
Yeah. True. Oregon at Washington, LSU at OU, but Ohio State at Michigan is my pick. It's the Ryan Day factor makes this interesting, even if both teams disappoint a little bit. Just the fact that Ryan Day has not beaten Michigan for what, 4 straight seasons. So you just, it's going to be that part of it's going to be exciting no matter what. And it's arguably the best rivalry in college football. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Yep. That was my pick too. Ohio State at Michigan.
Got it.
Yep. Well, we're moving on to campus championship week, aren't we?
All right. Which one is it, Ryan?
Yeah, it's SEC or Big Ten, pretty much. Like, how can you not pick either of those?
Yeah, and of course.
How do you not pick the SEC? You have to. You got to. I mean, I don't want to, but I have to. You know?
Yep.
I mean, you think about, actually, let's think about this for the Big Ten. What would it take? Is it going to, would it take like Ohio State, Oregon? Is that even, you know, or is it going to be, or does it need to be?
I mean, we saw that a couple times last year.
I know. I'm just trying to think of matchups that would, that could over
Michigan, Ohio State rematch with that. No, I don't know if that would be a bad thing.
That's not going to happen, but.
I don't know, because they all play each other, right? Oregon, does Oregon play Penn State? Yeah, there you go. Oregon, Penn State, they all play each other, right? Or do Ohio State and Oregon don't play?
Ohio State and Oregon don't play.
Yeah, okay. So,
I mean, I think
USC, Nebraska, maybe?
That would be
a matchup they could go. Mm,
yeah, I think.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
No, honestly, any of those matchups, I don't feel that any one of them is better than another of those top teams.
Yeah, if you have Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Texas A&M, LSU, you know, any one of those.
I mean, the SEC, if you've got Arch in it, then that makes it more palatable. More
South Carolina. Yeah, no, you got to go SEC.
Maybe if the SEC, each team has a couple losses, too, let's say, that, you know, very plausible that H2, and then the Big Ten has, let's say, two undefeated teams, or maybe one undefeated with one loss.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would make the difference, but maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I agree. I guess you got to go. Got
to
go SEC.
SEC is going to have to be the pick in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it my turn right now for week 16?
Mine. And so this is interesting. So two of the last 3 years, they haven't even done the Army-Navy game. From 2014 to 2021, they did it, but they skipped 2022. They did it in 2023, and then they didn't do it last year. So, I mean, we got to pick it in case they do it.
Why would they do that?
I don't know why.
Last year was a good game, I guess that they did it last year. You said, right?
No, they didn't. They didn't do it last year. And Army,
last year they were good. Both teams were pretty good, right?
Yeah, they were pretty good. Army had just lost to. Didn't they just lose to Tulane or whatever? But
yeah, but they had some good records.
But no, it was Army's best team in a while. But yeah, they skipped 22 and 24. I don't know why, but they did. So anyways, but yeah, Army-Navy, week 16.
Okay. Well, did we go 10 for 16?
Is that what we need? Yeah.
Man, I'm not feeling confident in it.
It's a tough slate.
I feel like when you group all these together, like all these big schools now like joining the SEC and the Big Ten, I feel like it gets harder.
Yeah, there's some weeks where there's a lot of good matchups. Yeah. Well, also the way this season played out, it seems like there's a few weeks that have a bunch of great matchups, and then there's ones that are just all bare where they could go anywhere.
Yeah. Cause like Ryan, you had the, you know, I think there was only the Texas, Georgia, I had maybe Penn State, Ohio State, and then even Michael, the one that you had to decide between Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really tough. There's some 50-50 ones. But then in years past, you could say, okay, LSU, Bama, boom. But I mean, that's week 11. And given how, like, to your point, Ryan, with the bigger conferences, you don't know how good these teams are going to be by that point in the season. Like,
yeah,
years past, you could just kind of book that. But
yeah. And you need also a big part of this, of course, is like you need some gimmies early in the year.
Yeah.
And we do have two gimme. Week 1 and week 2 are gimmies. Texas, Ohio State, and Michigan at OU. I think Michigan at OU, but probably.
My week 3 it gets.
Ryan, I think you made the right pick, but that's not a slam dunk.
No. Not at all.
No.
Not a slam.
Not at all.
I just feel week like, 3, like Michael said, Tennessee with losing Iamaleava might, I don't know. Tennessee might not be that hot, so.
So week 3 for the listeners was Ryan chose Texas A&M at Notre Dame, but the other options were Georgia at Tennessee and Florida at LSU. Florida. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so that's you probably have maybe under a 50% chance of getting that one right.
I would say
at best 50-50.
Yeah.
And then week 4
zero
is also tough.
Oh, that's so
Florida at Miami, UNC at UCF.
I'm not confident in Miami being good.
I actually like Florida.
Neither
at Miami.
I defaulted to
Carson Beck. Like, he could be not very good. Not high on him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that we were talking about, I don't remember what episode it was, but when we were looking at the ACC odds at some point in the offseason, and I was looking at it being surprised that Miami was that close to Clemson. Like, the odds kind of were like, ooh, they're just behind them. And I was like, why? Like, I agree with you, Ryan. And then this is me tooting my own horn here. So just trigger warning for
you
anyone.
You do that a lot, so.
I know. But yeah. Anyway, now the odds have moved. Like, Clemson has become a much bigger favorite since,
it
I
seems
feel like, in the
like
last
the obvious,
month or two.
It, yeah, I mean, they lose Cam Ward. Cam Ward was, like, incredible for them last year. Do you think Carson Beck's going to come even close to matching that? Ain't no way. Ain't no way, bro.
And there's a lot. I mean, people are putting Clemson in, like, their top three, and some make a case for number one. I think they're going to be really good, but I'm not there yet.
I agree that I'm not quite that high. I'm with
compared
you.
Compared to Miami, yeah, but, you know.
No, I'm just talking about, like, number one in the nation.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying. Yeah, I'm with you there. Not that high, but, like, I would say Clemson's, like, fifth, and then Miami, like, maybe top 25-ish. Like,
odd. Okay, yeah.
Top 20. I'd have them
a, yeah, fair. Nebraska in your top 25?
Negativo.
Oh, we get to see both sides of Ryan in this episode. It's great.
It's possible. I always leave the door open. I mean, there's hope inside of me, but
yeah,
I really try to push it down, you know?
It's worked out every year for you.
Yeah.
So, or it hasn't worked out.
Yeah, exactly. Ever since we did the podcast, fellas.
Yeah. The podcast cursed Nebraska. Mm-hmm. We started in 2017, this podcast. Yeah, so that was Scott Frost National Championship. That would have been.
We were riding high. We were like, oh, yeah, Frost is coming. This is going to be a good time to start it.
Oh, that come on, man. Go back to that time when we hired Frost.
It's sad that probably the most excited as a Nebraska fan I've been was just the hiring of him. Nothing to do with the games in the last 10 years. It was the hire.
Yeah, that was the hot, because it just seemed inevitable that we
I'm
were going to be good.
I'm still convinced it's like, it's going to work. It just, how did it not? I'm in denial.
Well, that's why he's coming back. He's coming back a second time.
Didn't
after
work out because of Frost. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all right.
I mean, honestly, the other best moment for USC in that time period was finding out we hired Lincoln Riley. So it's kind of a similar.
Yeah, you won a Heisman, though.
No. I'm with you. It's but yeah, I still believe in Riley. I still think he's a good coach. But but you know, it also hasn't.
It hasn't gone quite
hasn't gone
as
amazingly.
Well as thought.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really curious. Out of all these, where the just the most random game? Like, what was the most random? Oh, I would say Washington, Indiana probably was the most random game last year.
Well, no, Miami at Cal. Well,
okay, Miami at Cal. That's pretty dang random. But at least like. Miami, you know, but I mean, you would never pick that game, but you're at least like, okay, Miami's good.
There's some luck here too, because there are just certain games that game day can go to where it's like, there was no chance we would have guessed. So you just have to get one of those years where it's chalky. I think last year we went 8-14. It was pretty dang chalky. Like, I went through the ones we got wrong. Let me go through the ones we got right from last year. These are all like monster games. Texas at Michigan, Tennessee at OU, Georgia at Bama, Ohio State at Oregon, Georgia at Texas, Ohio State at Penn State, Tennessee at Georgia, SEC title. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we're not that smart.
Those were pretty easy to pick for the most part. I mean, I don't know what the other options were in some of those weeks, but those are pretty big games. By the way, they did not go to, let's see, no Big 12 game last year, it would appear.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And apologies if I said a wrong home team there, because apparently it was Washington and Indiana, which I got wrong. But anyway.
Yeah. It'd be cool if they went to a Big 12 game. I hope they do. I like that conference because it's so balanced. It's fun to watch. Like,
all right, you got to name a conference you hate then, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that thing.
All right. It's the new rule, Trey, that we invented. You know how
I heard that.
Oh, you listened?
That week, the week. Oh. Yeah.
That's flattering. What'd you think?
I also liked your, when you talked about, how no one would recognize, were you guys talking about Kalen DeBoer in Pike Place Market or who?
Oh,
were
yeah.
You
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like no one would, he could walk
no
around.
No, I could have walked around in Seattle and have been fine.
Yeah.
Hardly anybody would have recognized him.
Yeah.
Tuscaloosa. Ooh.
Yeah. Right. Everyone.
I mean, more people would recognize him than not, you know, like, so it's different, totally different life. Totally different life. That's why I feel like it's being a coach. Like, I'm not so sold on DeBoer because that's just a different life, and that affects you in so many different ways. Like, on and off the field, it's gonna impact you. So you see it with a lot of coaches that just can't handle it. I'm not saying he can't, but it does. I'm just seeing little the way I look at him, I'm just like, I'm not sure he's comfortable with all that. Like,
I don't know, man. He seems the very fact that he made this move, he just came off a national title appearance at Washington, very safe, cushy job. He could have been there forever, and he went and took this job. That tells me he's different.
Feel like there's plenty of guys that had gone for it and then realize, oh crap, that's not for me. Like, you got to try.
Brian Harsin.
That's just my gut. I don't think it's going to work out too well for him. I don't think he's the right fit.
Every time I hear you talk about something like this, it makes me think, man, Lincoln Riley made the right choice just heading out to LA, just chilling.
Yeah.
No matter what, he could get fired next year. It's like, all right, I made $100 million and I'm living in my $10 million house overlooking the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, that was certainly not a wrong choice, no matter what happens. And there's less pressure. Lincoln Riley can go walk around nobody recognizes him in LA.
We already had this conversation. Agreed.
Yeah.
He can go walk down Venice Beach he wouldn't want to do that. Maybe somewhere a little safer. I'm just kidding. I don't like that. Scratch that from the record. I don't want to be one of those people. I love LA.
I've walked down Venice plenty of times.
Me too. I just did it with my wife and daughter a year ago.
Your daughter there?
Anyway.
Yeah.
I sound like Joe Rogan.
All right. Good times.
Okay. Well, that'll do it, I guess, for this episode of the College Football Bros. Thanks for checking it out. Leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify. And you can listen to Joe Rogan while you're there, I guess, as well. 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And we will talk to you next week.